Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in construction, real estate, and development? We pull back the curtain on the new home construction industry, the real estate market, and the trends shaping it all. Discover the stories, insights, and expertise behind the process of building a new home. Join us for Trust the Process podcast, and let's build something great together.
So tell us what you're seeing. Tell us what you're seeing in the marketplace right now. Shifts in the last week.
You know, I feel it. I have had some buyers from my past, my broker days, come out of the woodwork in the last probably 2 to 3 weeks, or referrals from people. I definitely feel a buyer mood. It just feels like people are in the mood to buy. A lot of these things are just kind of gut feeling, and real estate sounds so cliche, but real estate is very local. So what goes for one city doesn't go for the other. What goes for one zip code within one city doesn't go for the other. What does one price point doesn't always, but it's just a feeling. It's like a culture of buying. Whereas the early part of this year, the first for sure, but second and third quarter were very boring this year in 2025, at least in Las Vegas. If you look at the rest of the country, sings the same song. Not exciting. Not a great time to be a seller. Kind of a crummy time to be a buyer. You're staring down the barrel of high 6%, low 7% interest rates. The inventory that is out there is kind of like a leftover inventory. Any of the new stuff still pretty sought after. So you're still maybe arguably in a competitive situation, or certainly paying more than you feel like you should. The deals this year have been in new construction, and have definitely been, especially with the tonnage builders, your Lennars and your D.R. Hortons, that have the kind of power to buy down rates and the kind of motivation to clear out inventory for the quarter, versus someone like us, you know, semi-custom home builder. We put 10 to 12 homes in the ground a year. I have very little motivation to slash those houses because it's a labor of love, every single house. And it's also a unique home. And I go into every project knowing that this could be on the market for 3 to 6 months, because it's not going to fit the bill for every single buyer. And a lot of our, especially the last 5 years of what we've put out, has been a lot of product that's discretionary. We have some projects coming, you know, up that are going to be more, even one now when we release it for sale in November, are those, that little enclave of homes. Those are more of a need. That they're luxury homes, but they're a need. They're not resort style homes. They're just big, beautiful houses in great areas on great lots. But in the past, our wheelhouse has always been these luxury resort style homes that had a very small niche market. So I've always gone into all my projects knowing full well that it could be in it for the long haul. So I guess I say that to drive home the fact that I never have super high expectations. And I have had a couple of our luxury customs go into a multiple offer situation, but that's not been common. Or even some of our high-end renovations that we wouldn't turn around to sell. Generally, you're kind of hanging tight, waiting for a buyer. So that's nothing new. But what we saw now was that the tonnage builders and the production builders and the regular old resale at the median sales price, let's say 450, were sitting. And those homes have never sat. Our median sales price has never sat, really, in the last 10 years. It's always moved pretty well. So this is the first year that we really saw that. Now, that being said, I have seen that shift in the last probably 2 to 3 weeks. Something different, some tone changed this month. We've seen it. I know the home builder tracking that's showing upticks in traffic, not necessarily upticks in new contracts, but definitely it's not bearing out in the data just yet, but the traffic is there. So that being said, we're feeling it on our side too. Our inventory, we're seeing an uptick in interest. And then the MLS at large, at least in our county, is definitely seeing inventory equilibrate. Amount of new contracts has gone up. We're seeing more of a one-to-one absorption rate. So whereas, let's call it May, which was kind of our peak new inventory month, we were seeing new inventory weekly at about 1,200 houses. maybe a little bit more some weeks, and then new contracts as low as 500 or 600. So we were adding inventory really, really, really quickly. In fact, May of 25 was our highest amount of new inventory to ever hit our market since probably in the last 10 years, with 5,000 new houses added in that month alone, bringing our total inventory to around 10,000. So to give you a scale of reference, we doubled our inventory in a 30 to 45 day period, the same period of time our new home or our new contracts plummeted from around 800 to 500. So we saw roughly a 20 to 30% drop in new contracts and a 50% increase in inventory, actually 100% increase in inventory. So it just, and all else, I also know that real estate is really, it's sentiment driven. So it's not that it was just dumb luck. It was that because there was so much new inventory being added, buyers were pulling back. Because buyers were pulling back, the inventory that was being added wasn't being able to be absorbed. Then once it hits the headlines, then it spooks everybody. And then nobody wants to do anything. And that's kind of where we found ourselves this spring. Probably our most lackluster spring in my memory. I've been in this business about 12 years. I've seen 12 springs. And this is by far my least favorite, including the spring of COVID. And I don't, that doesn't even look, when I look back at the numbers, it doesn't even represent, it's not represented in the numbers, which is very odd. Because for instance, in terms of new listings, raw numbers were not much higher than we were in May or June 2022. Terms of new listings. Now we were starting with 1,000 listings. So if we added 5,000, you know, it's a lot, still, but still under inventoried. So now we started with 5,000 and then we added 5,000. So it became much more apparent. But if you look at the raw numbers, it's not there. So it's purely sentimental. I feel that we're going to look back in a year or two and say, what happened in 25? I don't know. It's not even going to register. Because it's going to be inconsequential. In terms of sales price, believe it or not, we're up 2%, 2.5% from last month. In terms of the year, we are up in the last rolling 12 months, we're up 3.5% pretty much countywide. So that's normal appreciation. I mean, again, there are other factors that can play into this. We're more expensive homes listed, more expensive home transact. These are the medians. So it's a little bit more representative than the average, which can be thrown by a $25 million home sale. But on the median, you know, you have to have seven or eight $25 million home sales to throw the median off. So when you look at it, we're at records. And mind you, this data is from our local association. So if you look at the National Association, if you look at our other compilers, such as our Zillows and our Redfins, these numbers could easily be different. But our median previous record was January 2023, with City Henderson being at 480 for median, Las Vegas being 416. And currently today, we're at 490 for Henderson, Las Vegas being 440. So we're substantially higher than during that time, than three years ago. But the headlines will say, we have seen a 3% decline, whatever. I just want to see the data, because you can spin data however you want. You can get rid of outliers. You can look only at single family. This includes some condominium and some townhouses. So if you exclude those, it's going to be even higher. Single family obviously is a bigger share of the market and they transact for higher sales prices. So it's a great year. I mean, we're end of quarter three. And it's a great year. If you could have told me in January 2025 that this is the year we were going to have, I wasn't prepared for the emotion of it, but the numbers are fine. It's just been a bit of a paradigm shift for us. We're in a market where we're used to sellers holding all the cards. It's just not like that at this moment. It definitely is the sentiment is that the buyers have more power. And the data is there to back that up, because if you look at total listings, you know, total number of homes for sale, we're at about 10,000, like I mentioned. But just for reference, number one, we only have to go back to May of 2023 to have that same number of homes on the market. And before that, obviously, COVID is a nadir. And like, for instance, the April 2022 lowest amount of available homes, which was around 4,800. So it shows you we've come a long way and we've doubled our inventory. But just for reference, we only have to go back to July/August of 2020 to hit these inventory levels. And if we want to, and just for our own references, they were never less than that. It as far back as our data, compiles recent, in the last 20 years, they've never, the values have never, there's never been more homes available than that. So I guess my point is that the line capped or peaked here in January 2015, and we're still nowhere near that. We're still below. We talk about doom and gloom, but if we go back to January 2015, there were 14,000 houses on the market in Las Vegas. This is Henderson, Las Vegas, and North Las Vegas. This isn't Pahrump. This isn't Mesquite. These are no outlying areas. This is the Las Vegas metro area. We had 14,000 houses for sale. There's one caveat to this. A lot of new home construction is not represented in the data that I just mentioned. That new construction lot has to hit the MLS and has to sell on the MLS and show as a pending and show as a sold house to hit any of this data. So the caveat there is that we are definitely putting more new homes in the ground than we have in many, many, many years. But there's also people buying more new homes than there are many, many years. So if we look at the number of closed transactions, like, for instance, closed sales, if we look at, from a monthly data, we're looking at approximately 2,200 closed transactions in August, which is pretty good. It's like around 600 a week, give or take, which is pretty healthy. For reference, early 2021, we were seeing approximately 5,000 homes a month close, so over 1,000 transactions a week close in March of 21. Complete anomaly. Going back 10 years, you don't get anywhere close to that. But I just want to give a reference point to show the number, the month I quoted of January 2015, where we had 14,000 houses on the market. That month, we closed 2,000 houses. We had 7 months supply in January 2015. So it's eye-opening. So we still have fewer homes, and we closed more homes than we did this time 10 years ago. So we just have had a hot market. We've had a lot of closed transactions. We've had a lot of interest in Las Vegas. But my point is that January 2015, I'd have to go back and look at the numbers, but we were still reeling from the financial crisis. And I have a feeling we were not building as many new construction homes as we are today. The land development wasn't there. I hate to speak anecdotally without having the data, but I know we were building fewer homes. So the total number of real estate transacting, including new construction, including all the resale, is significantly higher. The inventory is significantly lower. Interest rates are significantly higher than they were in January 2015, which were about 4.5%, 5%, which really, if you really think about it, we're like 6.25% today. Yes, it's a lot higher. I think where we're feeling it are the sales prices. It's those high rates plus the sales prices being significantly higher. So for instance, the, sales price, because everyone's going to be in our comment section for this. January 2015. The average sales price in Las Vegas was $180,000. So that extra 2% of interest rate, you wouldn't have felt it. It feels different. I'm seeing it. You're seeing inventory start to thin down. My favorite expression, and I don't know, maybe I'm the only one that appreciates it, but buyer's market breed only the most motivated sellers. Seller's markets breed only the most motivated buyers. Inventory begets buyers, or I should say inventory breeds buyers. Not the other way around. Buyers don't breed inventory because inventory takes a long time to amp up. You could argue that high sales prices do eventually breed more inventory because it will pull maybe investors out that were renting their homes or someone holding a second home and says, you know what, it's doubled in value. So high sales prices do tend to pull out a little bit more inventory, but boy, it is slow. Because same thing, once sellers feel like home prices are appreciating substantially, they're actually less inclined to list their home. So it takes a while. It's almost like not high prices, but peaking prices. Once they feel like prices have peaked. And I feel that that's what we felt like in early 25, which is why we saw a lot of inventory. And then when they didn't peak, when we started to see them kind of not just necessarily pull back, but slow down quite a bit. And, oh, I'm not getting comps for 700. I went to 715, 725, and I didn't get it. I went to 700, didn't get it. I went to 685, didn't get it. Pull it off the market. So I think that's kind of where we're at right now. And I will be encouraged to see where the rest of the year goes. And we have a bit of a blip in our market, and a lot of the Sunbelt markets have another blip in the fall, you know, and we just hit fall a couple of days ago. So I expect a pretty healthy fall based on these numbers. Also, new mortgages, not new construction, new home mortgage applications, not refinances. The number I read were that they were up 22%. So that is a phenomenal leading indicator. That is a really good leading indicator for where we expect values to go. People are getting pre-approved. That's a hard credit pull. That's largely usually sending in documentation. You're not doing that to kick tires. You're ready.
Yeah, those are real buyers, right?
Those are real buyers, yeah. So we look at all these things, and as I'm making pricing decisions on our current inventory, we have one ready. We have two that are going to be ready in the next week or two. We have one that'll be ready by the Thanksgiving time period, and then we have six more that'll be ready probably in February, but we're releasing for sales in the next 6 weeks. I need that information. I need this information to make those pricing decisions to say, do we do a price reduction? Do we do, you know, what are we doing here? How do we engage with buyers that ask for certain concessions if I feel the market is on an upswing? Like I said, every home is custom. So I'm not in the business of slashing and burning and getting inventory off my books. I work too hard for that inventory. I didn't just build it to liquidate it. Why it's important. So I turned a real estate podcast into a home builder episode, which I can't help it.
I love it.
And I have no regret. Yeah.
It's great. It was good information. Yeah. So thank you.
Perfect.
Yeah, good content.
Awesome.
Thanks for tuning into the Trust the Process podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify to stay in the loop with the latest insights, project updates, and everything in between. See you next time.